Yes, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for all that you did. We thank you, Lord, for the victory over our enemies. We praise you, Lord, that all that you're going to do tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this open heaven that you have given us. And we praise you, Father, for that, because we know when we pray, people's lives will change. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's not going to be any different. Lord, we just ask and we pray for your leading and guiding tonight into the things that you'd have us to speak about, talk about, converse about. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. Thank you, Lord, for all the healings, all the deliverances, all the new lives that have been brought in. And we thank you for your word, Lord, is our guide, the guide that we walk by, talk by, act by. And we praise you for it, Father. And I praise you for all of my brothers and sisters, Lord, out there and all over the world. And it's just amazing that we can all come together in one fellowship and speak about you, Lord. Thank you for giving us that opportunity. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, has anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Andrew. Hey, Ben.
I just like to make a confession. I've been spending a little bit too much time watching YouTube, and I don't feel it's right to be before my boyfriend with such a thing. You know, sometimes I'd be there having a movie on, and sometimes it would just go to the next movie, and I'd usually start around 8 o'clock, and then I'd go all through to maybe sometimes even 5 in the morning. And I just want to confess that I already asked the Lord to make me dislike these movies, to not want to watch them. They're not bad movies. There would be like movies like Bonanza, and it's just something that slowly I got hooked back up on too. And sometimes, you know, I would just be really good and stop watching it altogether. It's kind of like a cycle thing. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to spend that much time on that. I'm glad I didn't do this with the news. I just perused the titles and that's it. And I just want to confess that, because it's not a good thing to have. I sometimes don't know what to do with myself all along here. And being retired now, gaining all this weight and stuff, and too cold to go outside for a walk. You know, I just want to have better use of my free time. You know, there's so much better stuff I could be watching. You know, I have a wanting to maybe watch something very placid, one or two movies a week, even just to reduce it, you know, and not be up all night, fall asleep on the couch, and oh, I should have went to bed, you know. And I just want the people to agree with me on that prayer. Could someone pray for me? Because I'm tired of it.
Amen. I'll pray for you. Father, I lift up Andrew to you. Lord, I thank you for the authority you've given us over all the enemy. And this entertainment spirit is an enemy. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that entertainment spirit to leave him right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for a solid, solid relationship with you, Lord. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that he doesn't have to dwell on it anymore. It's gone. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you. He is already sanctified just like he was before. And we praise you, Father, for there's no condemnation in it. We command that condemnation to go. If there is, it's got to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you for Andrew's heart, Lord. And we thank you for his presence here in this fellowship. He is well versed in the Bible. And we thank you, Father, for doing that with him. And praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing with Andrew in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Go ahead, Marilyn.
I just wanted to tack on a couple of things there with Andrew. And Andrew, we just love you. We love you so much. You're our dear brother in Christ. Also bind up and cast out a spirit of boredom and escapism. And you're evicted and you're kicked out in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, where these marauding spirits were hanging around, now that they're evicted, I pray that space is filled up with a refreshing of the Holy Spirit, that Andrew is just renewed and refreshed and revived and restored. He's completely restored. And Father, we thank you and praise you that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You dwell among the meek and lowly, and such as be of a contrite heart. And that's pretty humbling to come and confess something like this. So I know you are with Andrew and you are well pleased. And we love our brother very much, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Missy.
Okay. I went earlier to check Fudge's food, and she had ants in her food. And Merle said she had ants the other day, and he thought it came out of the bag. There was ants in the bag, the new bag we bought. And I looked at it, and I'm like, there's no ants in there. They must be coming out from outside. And so I moved her. I went and got some of those taro thingies. And then I thought, well, nope, I'm going to move her food, put it in a different place. And I want you all to agree with me that those ants must go, and I forbid them to come back in Jesus' name. They're close to it's close to the door where her food sits. So in the name of Jesus, I command all those ants to stay out of my house in the name of Jesus, and you're forbidden to come back in. And Lord, I just ask you to put your angels there and clog up any holes or spots, whatever it is, that how they're getting in, and find them another place to go eat something, not here, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank you all for doing that. Amen.
Well, amen. It's done.
And I have some praise reports, but I'm going to wait until everybody's done with their prayer request. Then I'd like to do that. Testimony, praise reports. So.
Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
I lost my picture there. I couldn't find out. So I'm going to tag on with Andrew's request and expand a bit because of the same thing. And even though you guys didn't pray for me specifically about that, I receive all those prayers that Andrew just got because of that. And I kind of intercept them and receive them for myself. That being said, it dawned on me that there's it happening, I don't know, within me or whatever, it's prayerlessness. And I've been experiencing the same thing, just that same tendency to move to something else or do something else or listen to a broadcast, or and it's it's to me, it's disturbing to the point. So I'm asking for prayer number one to break the prayerlessness and restore and renew my spirit with the Lord's to eliminate that, to look to the Lord as the first resort of everything instead of automatically going to thinking about something in the Word or this or that or whatever. But it seems like it's always a, I don't know, this sounds kind of weird, but like a last resort or something. But there's just a sense of something in there, a prayerlessness or something. Now, the other thing is I know that this I may sound kind of weird, but I have like a real dependence upon like these Zoom meetings and meeting with the brethren and just the ability to share and pray and everything. And the messages from David are just is like water in the dry desert, you know, type of thing. And even though it's good, it's also, I feel kind of the need to, I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying, but the not be as dependent upon that as I should be with receiving from the Lord. Every morning, every day, be willing and open and just receiving from Him, so that I have something fresh from Him for the body or for the brethren, or that I can share, etc., instead of just constantly receiving input. So I don't know if I'm just feeling dry or feeling desolate, or I feel like a lot of times when I share, I'm sharing on past history as opposed to a fresh experience of the day or something like that. So I don't know, I'm kind of babbling right now, but I just feel a need for prayer. I can identify with what Andrew's saying, because I'll get into a place of boredom or whatever, and then flip on the TV and just lose myself in a movie or something like that. And I don't want to be wasting this time and wasting the opportunity of grace and being with the Lord. So I guess I'm just kind of crying out to the body to join with me in a fresh desire or sense of His presence and a fresh anointing or whatever that would be. So I guess that's where I'm at. So,
okay. All right. You know, Pat, I have my best times with the Lord when I start out praising Him and speaking in my heavenly language. That's when I have the best times with doing that first. And then getting in the Word and meditating on the Word and asking the Lord about the revelations in the Word. And the next thing you know, it's 3 or 4 hours down the road, you know. But anyway, that's just me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pat. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I tend to start with the Word, though, and again, that's not a bad thing. But like you say, you start expressing praise and talking to the Lord in your language. But it seems like I always just tend to go to the Word because I feel more confident or more comfortable, I guess, in that, and then I'm automatically thinking about, you know, the application or this or that or whatever. And again, all that stuff is good. It's not a bad thing. But I just sense that, like you say, that you start out with praise and just to get into His presence. And I think that's really what I'm yearning or more in my life, that process, as opposed to just the study of the word. So anyway.
Yeah. He wants that personal relationship with him. He desires it, you know. Anyway, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you hear the cry of Pat, and I'm sure there's others here. Lord, I don't do it near enough. I wish I could do it every day. That would be awesome, Lord. And I ask and I pray, Father, that you place it in Pat's heart, what you want him to do. And Lord, if you get in his presence, you get a lot more done in his presence than you would have if you just start out getting in the word first. Lord, we thank you for all of us. Just show us, Lord, what you want, how you want us to do. Each of us are different. And Lord, I just ask that you place it in our hearts what you want us to do, and that we would listen by the Spirit how you want us to do the things that you want us to do. You know, in the prayer that you gave us, that Jesus gave us, that was the first thing he did. You know, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for that model that you gave us, Lord. And we ask and we pray that you place it in our hearts to do whatever you want us to do and not what we want to do, because that's what's important. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody else want to pray? Amen.
Yeah, I'll pray for Pat. And
okay.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing Pat in this body. And Andrew, and we know that your purpose for their lives is to bring them into the image of Jesus, your son, because you love them and you've loved them from the beginning of time. They wouldn't be here, Lord, and we know that, if that desire wasn't in their heart. But all we're doing now, Lord, is asking you to renew that vigor and that desire to get closer to you and run after you, seek your heart and your mind and your way for their life, and give them the joy of salvation and the joy of Jesus Christ in their life. Let them see who they are in Christ, so they can let go of who they are in the flesh. And we know it's not that they're fleshly men, but it's just they need more you, as we all do. And we do ask that for all of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your hearing our prayer, honoring what we're saying, whether it's your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior, amen.
Amen. Lord, we ask and pray. Father, I think it's in 2 Timothy. That's what I was looking for here. You told us to stir up the gifts that's in us, Lord. And that's what we need to do. Stir up the gifts that's in us. You've already given us the anointing. The anointing is there. The anointing is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. But Father, we just ask and we pray that you help us to understand how to stir up the gift in us. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Okay, Dave.
Well, I wanted to say one thing. Thanks for, it was more, not my request, but I was going to ask Andrew, can you get a part-time job or anything? Just, it's up to you. I'm not saying do this, but maybe something to, you know, get you out of the house a little bit so you can, you know, not be, feel like you're got the walls surrounding you with nothing to do. Is that, you know, because I know being retired probably and maybe not really ready. I mean, maybe just something to get you out and do something a little bit. That just a thought I had in my head. Because me, I know you know, the day I look forward to retiring, I will. But when I was here home on COVID, it drove me nuts. I mean, I was upstairs, I was downstairs, I was in the kitchen, I was laying around. I'm thinking, I can't do this. I needed something to do. And so, but I just thought I'd thank, you know, I don't know if you would like to consider maybe if you could do that. It's up to you if you want to, but it's just me. I would need to do something. I can't, I wouldn't be able to just stop working right now. So that's just me.
All right. Let's see. I forget who's that. Is that you, Ryan and Claire, I think, is that? No, Julie? All right, Julie. Call in you, Malcolm. Who's next?
I'll go. I'll just go. I'll just make it easier for you.
Okay, thank you. All right. I like easy.
I know. just kind of what was coming to me about what both Andrew and Pat were sharing, and just some of my own personal battle here, and the Lord just reminded me about a dream that was given to Sandy, I don't know how many years ago now, but it was a dream. And in that dream, the demons were going around saying, we got to keep them from praying. We got to keep them from praying. And I think it's a tactic that the enemy has been using against me. I don't know about you all, but I've been under attack and I couldn't sleep last night. I was awake most of the night and tried to pray in the spirit, but there was just so much other stuff going on and I was tired and sleepy and I couldn't like keep my eyes open. I couldn't keep focused. And then when I did get up this morning, you know, it was late and I just felt like, you know, my whole day's kind of messed up. Now I don't, you know, not that I have a routine or schedule or anything like that, but I just kind of felt like out of it and tried to get in the word and read and stuff. And I was just having trouble focusing. And so I'd be trying to pray in the spirit some more. Well, I opened up my email and it wasn't, I didn't have it bookmarked. I didn't have it flagged for anything. I hadn't been in there to look at it, but the email that came up was one from Michael last November about spiritual warfare. And it was just a reminder to think the Lord was just telling me there's a real need to pray and a lot of spiritual warfare that needs to be done. And so I just think we're all being distracted in different varying ways, you know, just what things people were saying already this evening. And for myself, you know, not being able to sleep, that's a distraction. Not being able to focus, that's a distraction. Not being able to pray in the spirit, that's a distraction. Tiredness, fatigue, just the battle is ongoing. And I know we just prayed, Michael, Tuesday night. We prayed about all that, you know, for the protection on this group of people here. So I just want you all to know, it's like, it may not be you, you know, it's the enemy hates us. He doesn't want us doing what we're supposed to be doing. So amen. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Very well could be. Pray against witchcraft before you start. There you go. Okay, Claire, you want to tell us what's going on?
I'd be delighted to. The Lord gave me a dream last night, and I, even in the dream, I was like, I'm sure this isn't for me. I'm sure this is just the Lord using me as, because you know, my name means brilliant. So some, you know, the Lord does use me as the bride when he gives me dreams. And the more everyone's been talking, the more I'm like, this is so a dream for everyone. Like, it's so a dream for everyone who's in the bride. So I'll just share it with you because it's a short one, lucky. So I was in a bookstore, like a Christian bookstore. And okay, first, let me just say this. Rian had taken the children back home. Okay. We were in this place, like a shopping center or something in the dream. And I was going to go somewhere to be alone with the Lord. Now, in my natural life, that happens often. Okay. that not probably not often enough, but there are times where the Lord releases me for the weekend and I get to just go and I'm on my knees for most of the weekend and I have an absolutely amazing time with God. But anyway, it hasn't happened for a while. Nonetheless, in the dream, I'm on my way to go and then I stop in at this Christian bookstore because I'm looking for a clutch pencil. And all they've got are these super fancy, like, clutch pencils with verses engraved. And, you know, and it's like, you know,
a clutch pencil.
A clutch pencil is like a pencil that looks like this. That's not a, it, you know, you press it and the lead comes out. It's not, just in case that's lost in translation. But anyway, one of these puppies, I don't actually have one. That's Rian's.
It's not an automatic, so, it has a clutch.
Yeah, it's not like those old fashioned ones that have the lead in all the way. The wooden ones. Anyway, so I'm in this bookstore and I'm looking for this these clutch pencils, and I know you can get them for like under a dollar, but at this bookstore they're all so overpriced. And I'm standing there and I've got tears in my eyes and I'm like, I can't get it over my heart to pay $9 for a pencil. And I go to the lady at the books you know, the counter, and I'm like, do you not have a clutch pencil for me, like just a, you know, a cheap one. She's like, no, you can only get them at the convenience store. But I know I don't want to go to the convenience store. I want to stay in the safe space of the Christian bookstore. And all these ladies are coming in and they're very well dressed and they're buying all these amazing journals with all the fancy things on them, you know, from these fancy Christian authors that have now got a journal to go with the study that they released last year and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like standing in this bookstore, just like really wanting a clutch pencil. Anyway, then I hear the Lord say to me, go home. So the scene changes and now I'm in my parents' old house and I get into my parents' double bed on the side where my dad used to sleep. And the cover is like their old bedding. Like I'm telling you, like this bedding, they don't have it anymore, praise God. But it was like so old, like just so old, older than me. Like navy blue bedding with little white flowers on. And I get under the covers and Michael walks into the room, who obviously represents God. And he says to me, just get that clutch pencil and start using it in the Bible. And I'm like, well, you know, I actually did buy one and I've got an extra one. I'm going to give it to Rian. And he says, that's what I do. I just use my clutch pencil and I just make my notes in the Bible as I go. And I say, yes, I want to do that. Like, that's why I've been wanting this clutch pencil. And he says, then you won't need anything else. And the dream ended. And it was like, I was so happy that he had the same revelation as what I had about just having something very basic. And I feel like, well, I asked the Lord for this, for what the meaning is, or, you know, something from the word by faith. And I got Psalm 148 verse 6, which says, he hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass away, which is the word, right? Like that is like that. That's it. So if we are, all that I'm hearing is that we're all very distracted right now and we're all feeling like we should be maybe doing something else. And the dream I got from the Lord was just get in there, like just get in this and eat that every day. And then the rest of it's gonna, like, then you're led by the Holy Spirit. So I don't know if it's, maybe it's a portion of something bigger. Maybe it resonates with you. Maybe all you're gonna remember is to go buy yourself a clutch pencil. But I, like, I don't know if I'm not always great at interpreting my own dreams, but I feel like this is one for the body and it is pertinent. And this is our sword. You know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, if you're making your notes, which means checking your spirit, writing it on your heart, and lead is heavy, you know, so that is, it's heavy. It goes in. The word of God does not return void. And we're using the word, then we're going to be marinating in that. And whether you start praying in the spirit or you start with reading the Bible or whatever it is, as long as you're doing one of those spiritual disciplines, I feel like the others are going to come, because we're all on the right side of the bed. We're all in the rest of our Lord Jesus.
probably irritating her because it's wet.
And we're all under this covering of grace and royalty.
But the poop's normal if it's runny and if it's, what did it say, brown?
Somebody's not muted. We've got a couple talking.
Well, I can tell you a lot of what's going on, for sure.
And color is a very good definer.
Just to add on to that, the Lord has been putting on my heart quite a lot this the last couple of maybe a week or two, but about the importance of reading, and I'll maybe talk about that another day, perhaps in more depth. But I got 1 Timothy 4 verse 13, where it says, and this is obviously is Paul speaking, but we can read it as if it's the Lord, right? Because it's his word. So he says, till I come. So I see that as till Christ comes in us, right? Or till I come, give heed to reading, to exhortation, and to teaching. And I've often in the past substituted reading for lots of other things. Oh, I'll listen to a song, or I'll watch a video on something, you know, or I'll just lots of excuses not to read or not to have a desire to read. Or I might read other stuff that's not the Bible, or that's not one of David's books that's filled with lots of word. But that would be long ago. I can't remember the last time I read a fiction book even. So this is obviously not talking about reading, a fiction book or something like this. This is talking about reading the word and to exhortation and to teaching. And this is something that I would perhaps exhort to all of us to asking the Lord to fill us with a desire to read more and to hear the teachings more. And Michael, I love what you said, but it's also about how you get into it. It's not the example that I thought of is because I live so close to home from my work, I would often have meetings all the way till 5 o'clock, and it'll be very intense. And you know, you're in work mode, and at 5 o'clock I'm done. I'll literally walk out of the meeting, get in my car, and 5 minutes later I'm home, and my kids are running towards me. But I'm still in that headspace. I'm still in work mode. So I'm shouting orders, and I'm telling them do this, or you know, immediately it's not the same as I'll tell them, okay, hold on, let me just get changed, let me just get into something else. What's going on? I suppose that's what I just agree with Michael on that. So you gotta get into the headspace, but it can't be a substitution for getting into the word. You do that because you want to have a greater experience of the word. You want a bigger desire in your heart to read more of it than if you just went straight into it, I suppose. Because I can do that sometimes. I'll just go straight into the word and I'll find out I've read a chapter and I have no idea even what I've read. So I think that fits in with that. That's what that dream is saying, is that just go get the word and a pencil. That's all. Just keep it simple. Start reading.
Get you a clutch pencil.
Get you a clutch pencil. Take clutch pencil.
Pencil. It doesn't have to be a fancy one.
It's not like this.
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is.
No, this is a clicker.
Well, a clicker is a clutch pencil.
Well, it is.
Or a pacer. Or okay. Oh, so many words.
I think pencil language. Is okay. Just any pencil will do.
Yeah, that's just a pencil. When you said clutch pencil, I was thinking the wooden ones we had when that number two pencil, you know, like we had when we were going to school. Or when I was going to school.
Well, I let my kids use those wooden ones, like, you know, and I use them, but I'm talking about one that you can click.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like that mechanical pencil. Not a $9 one, though.
No.
Amen. Okay. Let's see. Thank y'all for sharing that. Did anybody got any questions to Rayon or Claire about that dream? Yeah, Isaac.
No, not really a question. So on point though, was it about 2 or 3 days ago, I was sitting down. And, you know, I read my Bible, and I do that. Thankfully, the Lord gives me the grace to read my Bible. Sometimes I don't read it the way I should, though, right? Anyways, my Bible is, I'm constantly, writing in it. This just happened, so I feel like I haven't been doing enough, and that's probably me. I'm like, well, I need to do more. I need to start writing these things down. And I have a lot of Word documents from, like, man, one of these days, when the company takes their computer back or if I leave, if I put those Word documents on another flash drive, I'm probably not going to buy Word. I'm going to put on a text document. And I asked Mariana, I think it was Tuesday. I said, honey, I'm going to create a text document and just start writing these things down. What do you think about that? And, it seemed a good idea to us. And I was just going to start making my notes on top of all that. But the thing is, sometimes I'm real bad about I'm really bad about overcomplicating things. I have done that in the past, and that's a really good revelation, because I'll grab my concordance, I'll write it in the Bible, I'll do all this, but sometimes I go out of my way to convolute the waters and make it almost like I put legalism on myself. Did you not? I have felt this. But I don't think about it. I just keep on going. So on point. Thank you for sharing. But I'm going to raise my hand again after these guys. I got something else I want to say. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Let me say one thing about what you just talked about. When you write those thoughts down, it's getting here. Believe it or not, when you write that stuff down, it gets in your mind. And it creates strongholds around the Word of God. I know these things. Anyway. All right. Let's see. Phil or Lana. I'll get back to you, Ozzy.
Hi, all. I want to join Andrew and Pat and repent for excess YouTube time as well. I've been really caught up with this whole Ukraine thing, and it's taken me down paths that I've closed in the past regarding just alternative news, and it's a big mess, and who knows what's true, what's not. And YouTube is just a place that's so easy to just get lost in. You just keep going and keep going and keep going. You see a UBM video and you skip it. It's like, that's not what I was looking for. and I just want to repent of that. I shut down all those channels just now, and I was just praying, Lord, forgive me. And we also have a huge praise, a prayer request. All our boys are puking and not eating, and it's been going on all day. Little Gabriel was fevering this morning, and we had some vomiting happen before the Tennessee trip in the van. On our way to Tennessee, and we rebuked it, we casted all that down, and it didn't happen again. After the trip, we got home, and my stomach's been acting up for every day. Every day I eat something, and it's not good. So we've all been attacked in some way, and okay. I'm just praying that the Lord shows us what to do, opens our eyes to what we may need to fix. And I don't receive it as condemnation. I know we're being attacked, and I know the Lord is merciful and hears us, and we are His children, and everything is for a specific reason. And we thank the Lord for all these trials.
Amen.
I just wanted to repent in front of everybody. And
okay. Yes, it can be distraction, but let's go ahead and deal with the witchcraft that seems to be coming against everybody. In the name of Jesus right now, I bind up every witchcraft curse spoken against this fellowship. I rebuke it and cast it out of here in the name of Jesus. And I come against any kind of attack on Theo and Lana's family. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of infirmity out of there. In Jesus' name, you can't stay. That's a family of God, and you have to go. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity in that household to leave the household. Get off that property. Take the symptoms with you. And I thank you, Father, for complete healing of this family now. In Jesus' name, an old preacher said, I don't mean maybe either. Just go. You get out of here. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that that house is cleansed and warrior angels are standing around about it right now to keep the enemy out in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that every one of them are going to get a good night's sleep tonight and it's going to be an awesome day. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power going through this family right now. In Jesus' name. Everybody agree with that? Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Lord. Okay. Malcolm, you go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I just wanted to pray for Michael way back when, before the dreams. But thank you so much, Claire and Rian, for sharing that the dream. It reminded me of the 2H and 4H, 6H leads we used to use in mechanical drafting. And it was, you couldn't just push it through. You kind of just set your, you know, you would sharpen your lead or lead. You'd have a little special pencil sharpener and, you know, you just put in different leads depending on what kind of drafting you're trying to do. So, anyway, interesting dream. And I've been trying to get back to fountain pens, which get back to my roots. I used to love fountain pens like they had back in India, a part of the world. Let me just pray for Pat, and I think all of us. Lord, I just want to pray down any distraction from myself. Distraction has come. I'm just asking you for that you put in us the gumption to make decisions and to be like Mary, because she chose the better part. And Jesus said that would not be taken away from her. So, Lord, I just received this ability to choose the better part, and you said you wouldn't take it away from us. So we're depending on that right now, all of us. We're depending on that, that if we choose that better part, that it will not be taken from us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, Ray and June, go ahead. I believe y'all had your hand up earlier.
Well, yes, but that's because it's a prayer request, so you might want to pass me for now.
No.
No?
You go right ahead.
First of all, I've been wanting to thank Julie for sharing Psalm 27. It so speaks to my heart. And on that note, there are three Psalms in particular that I want to know, I want to memorize, and I'm having trouble doing it. I want to be able to memorize Psalm 23, Psalm 27, and Psalm 91. And so the prayer is, I'm asking to be more encouraged because I think it's taking me too long to memorize it, and I don't know why.
Amen. Well, Father, we just lift up June to you, and we thank you, Father, that she has the mind of Christ. And if she has the mind of Christ, every time she reads that word, it gets more solid in her mind. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are giving her recall, supernatural recall, to recall those Psalms when she needs them and all the verses that she wants, in Jesus' name. And that recall is the Holy Spirit. We praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for June. Well, get ready, girl, because he's going to do it. When you need it, it'll come up. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise God forevermore.
Okay. Thank you. I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I guess Isaac is next. I'm not sure. Isaac, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've got a little praise report. Actually, I'll say this, tacking on everybody's prayers. By myself, staying asleep in the morning, not waking up like I should read the word. And, you know, Michael, you brought up a really good point about, you know, I know how we all have our own relationship with the Lord and how we plan it out about, you know, praising him. And, you know, I didn't even think about doing that. Sometimes I just jump into the word, but I do pray before I read the word. And I always thank God for my daily bread, not out of religious reasons, but because I truly mean it in my heart and I need the revelation, because if I don't, I won't understand it. Anyways, so I'm just going to pray real quick. Y'all just be in agreement, tack off everybody else too. Andrew, Pat, and Theo, and bless y'all. Y'all's humble hearts. But our Lord, thank you, Lord, that you've, in Jesus' name, we're waking up in the morning reading your word. And Father, that word is in our Father, more manifesting Christ, more and more and more. And we love the Father. Our desires is your desires. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Moving on to that praise report real quick. Here, let me. Okay, maybe y'all can hear me better now. Moving on to that praise report. I haven't had any luck fishing here lately, and I like to throw out my cast net. And about the last few weeks, I pull up nothing but seaweed, so we're at least getting enough for a salad. But the thing is, I went out with my father-in-law last week. Man, I didn't really catch anything. But anyways, last week also I was fighting condemnation a lot. Like, well, there's a lot of thoughts in my mind, and I would cast them down and cast them down. It was about anything and everything, thoughts that weren't mine. I mentioned it last week, and it was rough. But I tell you, and thank God for his grace, my response time's getting real quick. I mean, as soon as they come in is as soon as they get cast out. And I think that's what God wants to do, you know, because the faster we can cast them out, the more we're going to be on, right, Michael? As fast as we cast those things out, I think the more and more Christ is just going to be in our mind always. Anyway, so I was battling with these, this will all make sense. I was battling with these thoughts, casting out constantly. I laid in bed, and I don't know if it was like a night vision or if it was a quick dream, but I know I didn't fall asleep. But I remember pulling out of the water my cast net. Apparently, it was already thrown, but I pulled out of the water my cast net. And I can tell you, I haven't had many of these like this. And I pulled it out, and it was full of fish, right? But that's all I remember. And so, anyways, went on back to life. Days later, still not catching nothing, whatever. Well, I went out today, just rained. And I was like, well, I better go out, you know, finish work, finished everything. I think I'm just going to go out to the pier real quick, or this little dock. It's actually a boat dock. I'm going to throw out my cast net. So I go out there, park the truck, take my cast net, and I throw it. And, you know, I don't always throw a cast net very well. It can be pretty hard. Sometimes I don't do that great. But this time, it pancaked. Like, it was great. And I was like, all right, I'm just happy with that. But obviously, I didn't think that at the moment, you know. I just threw it out. And when I pulled that guy back in, I had nine fish in there, nine all keepers. And, you know, I was just really thankful for that. Here, I'm going to show y'all this real quick, too. I got to turn my camera back on. And I just want to thank the Lord that he showed me that, because I didn't think, you know, I believe it spiritually. I didn't know if it was going to be a, if that's all it was going to be, but it's cool to see the physical manifestation of it too, but even more so than just fish, but, you know, fish are men, I believe, for all of us. Here, let me show y'all this. That was today. I just threw those guys in there and boom, thank God. Okay. And, you know, yeah.
When's the fish fry?
Well, Morgan and Geneva are coming this weekend, so this weekend, come on down, everybody. I just want to thank God for doing that for me, and just thank God, he's amazing.
Amen. Right, is this freshwater that you're casting this net into?
Well, it's no, it's like brackish water, so it's like it's the bay before it goes out in the ocean. So it is salt water, I guess, or brackish, maybe mixed.
Yes.
Some people don't like a. Hang on. Here we go. Can you hear?
There we go.
Oh, gosh, you blasted my eardrum. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, no, so they're mullet. You can get like up to 50 of them. But I threw it out once, I was done. I said, all right, thank you, God. And went back home. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Well, I've seen the guys back around Hot Springs when I lived there, they used casting nets like you're talking about to catch minnows, skipjack, stuff like that, to catch the big strikers and things, you know. Yeah. That's what I always think of a casting net. But you cast the big ones, don't you? Awesome. Okay, Missy.
I just wanted to share, there was something else that came to me. Somebody else said, and I can't remember what it was now. But this one thing I do remember, I just wanted to share that, you know, as far as, you know, getting into the word and all, like I have a tendency to agree with Michael, you know, praying in the spirit for a while and praise and worship music on, it helps me get my, it gets me in a real positive mode. The enemy hates praising the Lord. He hates praising the Lord. So if you've, like Rion was saying about, I think this is what I want to say, Rion was saying about, you know, reading, you know, a chapter or reading so much and then, you know, like, it didn't even like sink in, you just like, and I think, There's lots of times, like I said, you know, most of the time it works best for me praying in spirit for a while and also praise and worshiping the Lord. And then, you know, it's just like I'm able to focus and concentrate more on the word without feeling like I'm distracted, you know. And it's just the enemy trying to keep me from being able to focus and concentrate. And that just chases the enemy away. I just do warfare, you know, praying the spirit. And you know, there's certain things that I pray regularly, you know, first too. Oh, and another thing is June, Psalm 91. I just recently finished memorizing that. And it took me a good while. And don't feel condemned about that. If you know, you probably have a smartphone, and just get a Bible, your Bible app, get a Bible app on there, and you know, I pretty much pray that every day. And through praying it every day, you just, you know, you're reading it off of it, you will eventually remember it. You know, so, you know, like the last bit of it. The last two verses, not actually, well, the next to the last two, the very last one's easy to remember, but it's the two verses before that that took me a little bit to finally get it down. And then it's not maybe word for word, you know, exactly. but I got it. So don't feel condemned. You just get it out and walk. I'm a person, I can't sit a whole lot. It drives me batty. You know, I walk around and I'll read off my phone. I'll read scripture off my phone and pray it, you know? So, yeah. I just wanted to share that. So that's just my own personal experiences that what's really helped me getting the word in focus and all, and getting the Lord's presence. Because, you know, when you're in the Lord's presence, the enemies, you know, can't get in there and cause you problems. So.
Amen. That's a good point, Julie. Reading that thing out loud while you're reading it, you're hearing and seeing the word of God all at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I do. I read it out loud.
Can I say something else about if you're going to memorize something? I read not too long ago that if you would record it in a 7-minute stretch, what you want to remember and listen to it once in the morning and once in the evening, and then skip a day and do it again. Get the next day, do another verse, but then come back to that verse again the following day, every other day for 3 days, you'll memorize it. That's what I heard. I don't know. From the experts. Okay, Rihanna or Claire?
Can you tell me?
I think I've got a prayer request, but it reminded me of we showed the kids that game show in America called Bible Bee. I don't know if any of you have ever seen it, whereas these kids memorize these scripture passages, and it's from Kirk Cameron and who's the other?
I don't know.
Can't remember. Anyways,
Ray Comfort. Yeah,
well, someone Ray wasn't on there, but I think probably there's all that gang, you know. And so if you talk about feeling condemned about not knowing the word, watch that and see these 10-year-olds just recite passages and just on the go, just, oh, can you recite this? And they just fly off. They've got 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds.
Yeah, and they do really well.
They're amazing. And but I was reminded again of the one that does the recall is the Holy Spirit, right? And when the hour has come, it's not so much about, can we memorize it? Because obviously those kids are amazing. They're so clever. They're very smart and they're very committed and very diligent in studying. And then they practice for hours and hours on end. So it's a real skill. But I don't think that's what the Lord is saying when he says, you know, let it go into your heart. It doesn't care if you get it word for word. It's about, is it in your heart, the understanding of it and the willingness to be a doer and not just a hearer. So we must have faith as well that what we read is, and if we cast down the enemy and all these thoughts, have faith that what we're reading is going into our hearts, and that the Holy Spirit will bring it, he'll do the recall when we need it. The prayer request was just to tack on to what Fio asked as well, and there's something going on with the kids as well. I mean, we've had Tabitha this week had a trial of sickness as well. The Lord delivered her, and it's jumped to Daniel and trying to come on me. So we just maybe want to agree, and we just say, well, this is not going to move any further. It stops here. Now we know that there's no condemnation. We know that it's the enemy. It's witchcraft kind of trying to come on us. There's the builder that was here. Claire asked him, I think you shared that the other day. You asked him if he's a praying man, because his boy was also very sick and vomiting the whole night, and they went to the emergency room.
They got a little
room.
Baby, like 8 months.
Yeah. And so when Claire asked him if he's a praying man, and he said no, we said, well, we'll pray for him. And he sent us a picture last night of the boy, and he said, thank you for praying and for being a caring family. And the boy is perfectly fine. And that's, I mean, that's for someone who's not even a believer. So how much more will he do it for us? And because he does it, he'll do it for everybody, because the truth is the truth and it doesn't change. It's just if we believe. So we want to ask for prayer for that as well. And also just say, well, we agree and with the prayers that you've prayed for Fia and Lana and their family. And it's, and anybody else who's listening for their kids, it stops now. The enemy cannot take one more step. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just stand on your word that says by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed. 2000 years ago, it was done when Jesus cried out and he said, it is finished. So then already it's finished. So now it is only lies, and we do not accept it. And we do not allow you to take any more ground, and you will retreat from here on back to the pit that you came from, in the name of Jesus. For anybody else listening, for any lying symptoms trying to come on them, and we say, Lord, we will walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Father, for teaching us and showing us your wonderful works and showing us, Lord, that those who put their trust in you will not be put to shame. And you have never failed us yet. And you won't start now. Amen.
Father, amen. I put my faith together with David and Elena for Adelina. We command that demon to be cast out. And it's not going to be cast out through more vomiting. It gets cast out by a word, and it dissipates like the foulness that it is. And it goes now in the name of Jesus. And Barbara's granddaughter, we command that pain and suffering in that child's stomach off of her in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you love the little children. We know spiritually what that means, but it doesn't make the physical untrue. And we know that you have got a place for all children, and that place is not in a space of suffering. So we command all suffering, all illness, and all sickness off these children in the name of Jesus.
Amen. This is textbook where the enemy overplays his hand, and he's shown us exactly what it is now. So you get your hands off these children. I rebuke that nauseating spirit and these lying symptoms in the children. According to the word that says, just bring the children to him. He loves the little children. And we know how much the enemy hates children, but he will not take one more step further. And we bring all of these children, anybody else who wants to put their faith on that, that it is done. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Ooh, my. It is done. Thank you, Father, everybody. All right, Geneva.
All righty. I want to apologize, too, for not being muted. We were talking about Micah's poopy diaper. Oh, good stuff. Anyways, I just wanted to thank the Lord that she has been breastfeeding, like, amazing. And that's something that I prayed and had faith for, that, you know, because there's, once again, a lot of people that are like, you know, don't be upset if, you know, she doesn't breastfeed or she doesn't latch right away. You know, that's, you can always do formula. Like, I heard that so many times, and every time I just cast it down. So she, actually, the first time I tried to get her to latch, like, the nurse had walked out of the room, and I just put her on, and she latched perfectly, just like I'd been praying and believing. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I was like, well, let's just try this. And so praise the Lord for that, because I know that can be pretty challenging for new mamas. But the Lord definitely made that easy for me, and she's been eating really well. I'm just so thankful for that. And just thank you all for all your prayers and stuff. And she's been sleeping actually pretty good, I would say, too, for a newborn. Like, I've been able to get a few hours of sleep every night. So And I thank the Lord for increasing that in Jesus' name. But I just want to thank you guys. And I would put her on, but she's feeding right now still. So maybe another night.
Okay. All right, Micah. You get big and strong, girl. Boy. Oh, me. Yes, they are. In Jesus' name, all of them are healed. All the children are healed. The mamas and daddies are healed. And everybody's healed out of this fellowship and who we prayed for. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Glory to God. Anybody else? Amen. Missy, this is the third time.
I didn't get to do some testimony and praise you for it.
No, you go ahead.
I don't know if I shared this. I think I might have shared this a little bit, but I'll just give it brief. The day before I left to go down to Tennessee, I was having those muscle spasms in my back on my right side. And all of a sudden, long story short, I started yawning and it wasn't like the typical yawn, and my back felt a lot better. And I got up the next morning and had a good drive the whole way down. I didn't get all knotted up in my back and my shoulders and my muscles. I was just, you know, rebuking the enemy, because the enemy is trying to tell me, you know, it's almost always happened in the past and it's going to happen again. I'm like, no. And I just, you know, did warfare with against the enemy and just started speaking the blessings. I have the health of Jesus. I have the healthy back like Jesus, and everything, every part of my body is healthy, like, you know, Jesus' body, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting better. The Lord's really shown me is you pay too much attention to the enemy. Tell him, put him in his place, and then you just start speaking the blessings. And that seems to really been it. and I was down in Tennessee the whole time and didn't have one of those headaches, you know, with muscle knots and everything. Tried to come on me a couple of times, but I just rebuked it and started speaking the blessings again. Last night I didn't, it took me a while to get to sleep. That was an issue I had when I was in Tennessee. It seemed like every other night I just had either a hard time getting to sleep or didn't sleep very well. I don't know why. I think it was probably just witchcraft or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, I didn't sleep very well last night, but I got up this morning and I felt fine. And I drove the whole way home and didn't have any muscle knots, headaches, or nothing like that. And wasn't even tired. There was just one brief moment where I just got a little droopy eyed, and I rebuked it and commanded strength and energy in my body. And then at one point, it was like a good bit into my trip. All of a sudden, I just felt this energy, it just like burst of energy. Just, I don't know how to describe it. I just felt really energized. I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. I was listening to Bible studies the whole way. Maybe the last hour and a half, maybe 2 hours at the max, I listened to music. But I just want to praise and thank the Lord. I'm not even tired right now. Yoo-hoo. I'm just, so thankful to the Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that when I get up in the morning, I'm going to feel energized and feel good too. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given and just showing me better how to fight better, and that speaking of the blessings and just praising you and thanking you, you know, sometimes we focus too much on the enemy. Just put him in his place and go on and just praise and thank the Lord and speak the blessings. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you for giving her that energy, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Claire, go ahead. That's number three, isn't it?
Okay, you're gonna have to insert more coins to
continue.
Okay.
Just from what my brothers and sisters have been saying, when I, you know, you've got these levels in your life where you know you've just died more, and there was a point in my life where I knew I had died more, and that was a day where, number one, I, for some reason, and must be God, like he put on my phone these little songs or like little melodies that I could learn the word with, okay? Because I was teaching my kids at the same time. So they have got a very different education, because theirs is like saturated with Christ, praise God, versus mine, which was completely poor. And I'm sure a lot of you can attest to that, what your education looked like. And so I found that these really tiny, bitty little songs for my kids to teach them a verse at a time. And then, you know, for a three-year-old to learn 26 verses or 52 verses in a year, well, that's great. You know, that goes into their heart. And it was helping me. So I found that, and I think maybe the Catholics call that catechism, but I don't really know, because isn't that when it's like a question and an answer? Like, any, I don't know, but it's just when you sing the word with a little melody. So that helped me. And there's lots of stuff that you can find online, although I don't want to suggest that anybody does anything online, because it seems like it's a huge distraction to all of us. So that's the first thing. And the second thing that happened to me, and this is maybe for Andrew, or like, you know, whoever's got it on their hearts, like, I'm not a person who naturally enjoys exercise. I don't, it's not something I would run towards if given the option, but I died very much the day that the Lord said to me, run for me. And so I'm not a runner. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't do that, but I bought a really, really cheap secondhand treadmill, and I listen to the word when I get on there. And it hasn't always been a run. Sometimes it's been a jog. Sometimes it's been a walk. Sometimes it's a sprint, because I've just got to get it done. So I say all of that because I believe that when your heart really wants to just do everything with him, then he will make opportunities for everything else to fall in line, whether it's weight loss or whether it's, you know, time with him, or you can't get out of the house because of the cold weather, which I know what that's like for, you know, different weather, obviously. But I'm putting that out there because, you know, sometimes you just need to hear it again somewhere else, somewhere fresh. And if it doesn't resonate, then chuck it out. But I hope that blesses someone.
Yeah, but then the opposite is what the Lord did with me, where he said to me, stop running, because I started making it an idol, and I made an excuse. Like, oh, yeah, but I'm listening to the word. And he goes, no, that, you know, he completely just stopped me from being able to do it and said, no, I'm still fit and healthy, even though I'm not running as much as what I used to. Well, in fact, I'm not running at all.
Yeah. So, hope everyone's led by the Spirit. I hope it blesses you.
Amen. Yep. I run too. Anyway, we need to pray for Pat. He keeps dropping out. He asked us to pray for him. In the name of Jesus, right now, we command this witchcraft against everybody's communications to cease now. We command you to get your hands off of Pat's equipment. And we thank you, Father, for bringing him back on and keeping him on. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving him bigger bandwidth to keep that computer on, in Jesus' name. Come on back in, Pat. You'll be fine, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Okay, Ray and Jen.
Yeah, I wanted to share something for myself with what I do. I tend to have a short attention span. So I have, I generally read more than one book at a time, and I may jump from one to the other. Now, one of the books I'm reading now is David's Man-Child book, which is just awesome, filled with scripture. And when I read that, I take the opportunity for every scripture that's mentioned to get into the Bible itself and read the entire passage as one means of doing that. to stay in the Word. And with Andrew and Pat speak, and you know, Michael, you prayed on a spirit of entertainment before, and it brought back a thought, another thought. I'm reading another book on healing, and one of the chapters most recently I started reading was on deliverance, and I found this to be really interesting. So in Luke 11, Jesus speaks about the man who had an unclean spirit that left him. And of course, it goes on to say that if his house isn't clean, the spirit can come back sevenfold and so forth. And the author of this book that I'm reading mentions that while we have been taught that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit, that these spirits have looked for opportunities and footholds to get back in, and that often it's having these footholds that are still available to the spirit that allows them to come back in again. And one of those footholds, he mentions a number of them, but one was anger, for example. So if you had anger against someone, it could continue to have the spirit of infirmity on you, for example, over and over and over again, even though every time you pray on it, it could leave, if you still have not cleansed yourself of that anger for whatever it may be. That could be one foothold that a spirit could have to come back again over and over and over again. And he just mentions a whole list of them. And I just wanted to mention that because he mentions rebellion, unforgiveness, bitterness, lust, pride, greed, and of course, there's many, many others. But if individually we still have those issues that haven't been remedied through this Holy Spirit permanently, that those footholds can remain and we can continue to be affected by spirits in that regard. So I wanted to share that.
Amen. Amen. Well, as most of you probably know, anger, bitterness, all of that is unforgiveness. And even though you might, like Ray said, even though you might get healed initially, you have to get rid of that stuff in order to keep it. Fill up that void with the Word of God. And I listen, while we're at it, while we're talking about that, that's why we ought to take the signs and wonders out on the street, like healing. You see somebody that's in need, ask them if you couldn't pray for them. And after you, because how many of you know the youngest Christian has the same power as the most mature Christian? And all you got to do is just believe that when you pray for them, that they're going to get healed, because it ain't you doing it. It's God moving through you to do it. And then after they get healed, you can tell them, now, I need to tell you. You need to feel that, you know, you need to keep this healing. You need to get in the Word of God, get saved. And I can show you how to do that. Let me give you a book. You know, and you give them Sovereign God or whatever. That's how you bring the power of God into your neighborhood. That's how you bring to make. How many of you got people you can really, really talk about Jesus with? You know, most of you is kind of iffy at the best. Best way to get somebody in there is to heal them and then disciple them. Come over at my house 7 o'clock tomorrow night and we'll talk about Jesus. That's how you increase the kingdom. Because that's one of the signs and wonders. Hey, see you, Benjamin. Bless you, brother. All right. You ever thought about getting you a beard, Andrew? He's not even going to answer me. I don't blame you. But that's how you increase the kingdom. All right, Kara. What did Jesus tell the disciples? Go ye forth into all the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead, with these signs and wonders following. Go ahead, Kara.
I think Colin User 2 had his hand up first, or her hand.
Okay. Whoever that is. All right. Go ahead, Malcolm.
I'm just getting back on, so I might be a little bit out of context. You might be studying something, and I don't have a clue. But I,
that's nothing new.
I wanted to say there's some very exciting stuff going on that I'm aware of in the denomination I came out of, and I suspect it's happening in a lot of other denominations as well. I mean, it's just. We pray about, you know, all these different groups that the Lord will, you know, bring out his elect. But I just see some very encouraging things happening. On one side, the evil authoritarian type people are getting more and more evil and vindictive and controlling. And people are, and other people are standing up against it and pointing out, you know, what scripture says and whatnot. And it's just, people are making decisions. I'm just very excited about it. I want to pray here in a second that God continue this work. I feel kind of bad because I feel like, you know, I've gotten tired of praying for some of these situations. I did get a lot of dreams. Like I was mentioning to Rion a little bit ago. Anyway, I'm just excited that with or without our help, God is moving in pretty big groups of people, different countries like China, Russia, Ukraine. There's Ukraine, all kinds of stuff is going on. And I want to pray for those folks too. Maybe some of you have heard about the last Reformation people with Torben. They're starting to launch out into a area that some of the leaders are kind of nervous about, but they're going to start confronting, apparently, if I understand what the Torben was saying, they're going to start confronting stuff that needs to be dealt with. They've already been dealing with it in private circles, but apparently they're going to start a podcast in which they directly address some of the stuff in the denominational settings, which I, you know, in my situation, I'm pretty excited about that. I can see why they'd be nervous, but obviously they're going to get a ton of opposition over that. But I think it's time, you know, that stuff get dealt with. So let me just pray. Lord, I just pray for the different denominations that you're moving your elect out of there. You're opening people's eyes. That you're creating situations that is just causing people to make decisions and to seek your face or to turn away, Lord. I just pray you continue that process. I pray that you will bring people over that line into your kingdom. Those that are your elect. And also I want to pray for the folks in some of these countries where there's a lot of war propaganda going on and people are getting their stuff stolen and things like that, by even government, basically sub-governments. Lord, I just help people to realize that this kingdom is not our kingdom. And I pray you call some of those folks out of the misunderstandings they have about their goods that are being robbed from them. Help them to turn to you and seek your face. I know you're going to do justice with these governments and organizations that are, you know, your enemies. But we also recognize they're your vessels as well, vessels of dishonor. And I do pray for the protection, your protection against a lot of the terrible stuff going on at the border with Ukraine, the terrible massacres going on, and by and the truth isn't even getting out about who's doing the bad stuff. But Lord, I just thank you that you've got your hand on the whole situation. And I also want to pray for our brothers and sisters in China and other countries in the Middle East. I just pray that you protect them. We don't hear much about them, Lord, but you have your hand on all these different countries, and you have a great work going on, and this time is coming that we've all been talking about. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're in charge, and you've been waiting for this hour for a very long time. I just pray we're all on board with you, and that we're hearing your voice and we're obeying your direction, and again, that you keep us from distractions. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thanks for what you're doing. Help us to trust you and not be afraid. We cast down the spirit of fear totally. We just not part of anything for your people other than the fear of you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, if the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, would get out and be an example, like Jesus was, have compassion on the criminals that are against God. And what are the criminals against God? It's sin, sickness, disease, demonic beings, anything that exalts itself against God, that against the knowledge of God also. That is the criminals. And our job as a disciple of Christ, as somebody that's walking in the footsteps of Jesus, is to search them out and destroy them wherever we see them. And just simply state the truth with them. That's our job. And if you do that, guess what the enemy will do? They'll start leaving those churches. They start wanting to know. There's a lot of people out there that don't have a clue what's going on as far as the Word of God. They just believe what that preacher's telling them, sitting up there in the pulpit's telling them. And if we get out there and do that, what do you think's going to happen? People are going to come and get the truth. They want to know the truth. How'd you do that? I didn't do nothing. That was Jesus. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And then you can disciple them, bring them into your house, feed them the Word of God. And then watch what's happening. He'll do the same. This is what our job is. We're disciples of Christ. We get out there and we do what God said to do. I'm just saying. I hope it's motivate. Listen, if we claim to be who we are, we would be just like Jesus. We would. We'd be just walking just like Jesus. You go down to the grocery store, you see grandma walking around with a cake. Grandma, can I pray for you? Get your hands off. No. You listen, I have only in the 25 years that I've been a Christian, I've only had one man tell me that. And that was the man that sent me. That's the man that God sent me to the National Home Center in Jacksonville, Arkansas, to pray for. That's all. Out of all the people that I've prayed for, he's the only one that's ever turned me down. So Don't get it in your heart that they're going to turn you down. They turned down Jesus, for goodness sake. But when you do, and when you boy, if I could just encourage everybody to get out and spread the gospel through signs and wonders. Yeah. Through signs and wonders. Can I help you? Just like all of those people that we've prayed for in the past. Oh my. Just like the little boy that his ankles had to be broken by the doctors in order to straighten them up, but God straightened them up like that. The whole community center came in, came to Jesus. Yeah, Julie.
Just kind of what you're saying, Michael. If you ask the Lord, you know, when you're going out and say whatever, you're on your way to the store, you're going to the store, you're going here, you're going there. Ask the Lord to lead you. And Lord, if there's someone I need to talk to today that I can be Jesus to, that I can, you know, pray for, that I can encourage today, or that you want to use me to heal somebody, or whatever, you know, always, I guess what I'm saying, the Lord has used me at times is be looking for and watching and listening for the Lord. There's people everywhere that mean they're hurting and broken and who need the Christ in you. And he can use like any baby Christian, like, you know, we've all heard that Christ in you is who else is going to do it, right? So we're able to do that. And if you ask the Lord to lead you, and if there's anyone, Lord, across my path today that I need to talk to, who I can pray for to be healed, you know, healed, those people are everywhere. So he'll help, he'll put them in your path. He will. Amen.
I see him every day. Go ahead, Malcolm.
No, I just wanted to pray again. Lord, I just pray that the our homes. First of all, I pray that when we meet people that you direct us to, that you'll as we go to say McDonald's, maybe the people that you're talking to don't know that they're serving human flesh there, or a Burger King or wherever we invite people to go to and talk about the Lord or whatever, that you'll make all those arrangements. Lord, I just pray that you'll open up homes, make arrangements for the details of opening up homes for those of us who can't, at this point, can't bring people to our own homes because of a divided situation there between spouses. I pray you make arrangements and don't let us be hindered by whatever circumstance we're in right now. To do gospel work. I just pray you just open all the, I mean, I know you do all these things. I'm just asking that you open those doors, close doors, do whatever you need to do. And also, Lord, I pray for those of us who have spouses that are not haven't come along to this point. I pray that you will make arrangements with them, Lord, that you've promised that you will do things for them as well in your own time. And I just pray that just remind you of your promises for household salvation. And but in the meantime, I pray that you will help us to get on with your kingdom work. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. No, but you can lay hands on them and heal them, give them a book. and direct them where to go. Yeah, Carol.
Thank you. I'm trying to sort out how to contribute. There's so many words that are trying to come out of my mouth. I think that how the Lord I guess, used me or showed me that it doesn't matter how we feel. I had two, not one, but two moments this week where I was at, I don't know, the lowest point in my thinking, okay? And in those two moments, I think within two different days, I still was connecting or trying to stay connected to him, right? Like, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is I completely understand the pain that we're talking about when we're going through what we're going through, when we're longing for the Lord. But it was so beautiful what he did is that he had one person call me who was in dire need. And I had an option to answer the phone or not. And it was really funny because I really felt in my spirit, he said, pick up the phone. And so I did. And then I had this person like, an incredible need. And it's a believer. And I completely shifted. So I think what you were saying, Michael, it's not us. It's, I guess it's our willingness to be humble and okay with maybe being in an uncomfortable place and trusting that he has a purpose for that place. Just like when you're pregnant, and I'm sure Geneva's going to relate to this, and you're in so much pain, and but you have to go through what you have to go through before that baby comes out. And so this person, I was able to, and when she was sharing with me, it was so many of the similar things that was going on in my mind. So I knew in my spirit at that moment that God was addressing the body of Christ, that we are indeed, perhaps we want to say being attacked, but you know, he allows the attacks only enough to help refine us to become stronger. Because the truth is, you know, he loves us and he's not going to leave us or abandon us. And he's not going to leave us in that state that we've been in. And he's, and sometimes we think we're stuck there, but no, we're not. We're just at another level, another layer of the onion being peeled off. So I was able to minister to this person. And then I was like, I was so refreshed after that moment. And as if that isn't enough, then that whatever weird thing hits me again, and I'm going, wow, I feel like I hit a wall again. And I'm trapped in my mind, and I just, you know, to hold on to the word, and I try to pick myself up and maybe take a walk, but my body is so tired from this battle. And again, I said, okay, Lord, I can't, I have to rest. So I let him knock me out. That's how much the battle was intense. I went into deep, deep sleep. And then the phone rang again, but I don't answer because I'm in deep sleep, but I hear it ringing and I go back into deep sleep, but the phone rings again. And I really felt again in my spirit, you need to answer the phone. And it was yet another sister in the Lord who was going through another huge battle. And so, and I saw her, she texted me after the second call. So I wrote back to her, give me 5 minutes, because I knew I had to just like wake myself up, pray. And then I called her, and lo and behold, I went into one of those great moments where the Spirit of the Lord just hits me and I was able to minister to her again. So I hope that can be encouraging for all of us. You know, when we go through that strange, weak place, we just don't want to be in that weak place. But I have found that where I'm weak, his strength comes through if we are willing to be obedient. And if we're not, I guess it's okay too, because he's so gentle and he's so loving, our Lord. He will find a way. You know, he'll knock again and say, hey, I'm here. You wanna let me through so we can go do some ministering to some people? And so that broke off with me once again. And then this morning, to come to the parts about how do we connect to the Lord a little bit more. This morning when I woke up, I'm practicing that even if I wake up with strange thoughts or whatever that may be there, I just simply try to remember, say, good morning, Jesus, to remember I'm not alone, to remember that he's with us. And then suddenly there's a smile on my face, and then the liar tries to come back and intimidate me or bully me, blah, blah, crap, crap, crap. And I go, oh, I guess, Jesus, we should go for a walk today. So this morning I did. I said, I'm not going to pick up my phone. I'm not going to nothing. I'm not going to call, I'm not going to text, I'm not going to read. I'm just going to go for a walk with you. And it was the most amazing walk. We walked for an hour. And when I came back from my walk this morning, just by being obedient to just, I didn't open the word, I didn't listen to the word, I just talked to him. And I just felt his presence. And when I went to work, where I have a lot of customer service, and a lot of people are really, really angry right now. And they just really find a way to try and trigger you to get angry with them. And today I flipped every single one of them that were in a really bad position and was able to just bring them back, to calm them down. And so I knew that I had a breakthrough with the Lord. And it was through my weakness and the willingness to just be okay. Just know he's got me. I'm going to talk to him. I'm not going to talk to anybody else. I'm going to talk to him. And I'm going to believe he's going to talk to me, even if it's just in my spirit. So I love you guys. And I just wanted to share that. If that can help us all keep going to that next level. In Jesus' name and his love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A lot of I would say that a lot of you have the thought in your head like I did when I first started doing this stuff years and years ago. Is God going to do this for me? Is he, does he have the ability to do it? Does he have the willingness to do it? You know, he had rather you, in my mind, he had rather you judge his ability rather than his willingness. He's always willing to do this. He's already said that. Everywhere Jesus went, he had compassion. It said he had compassion to heal all of those people. Did I relate the story of the three midwives and the young girl and the baby from India? All right, I'm going to do that. This is the true story. This is a true story. It's been documented. And it's going to show you that even baby Christians have the most powerful God in the world. In 1999, in the remote tribal village of Succoropath, Madhya Pradesh, a Christian woman of 25 named Sukari Bai gave birth to a baby girl. Her husband was Dashrut. I'm probably just murdering these names, but you'll get the picture. And the delivery was assisted by three local women, Nanhai, Dash Rai, and Sumatra. It was not a happy event. It was a tragedy. The baby had two heads. A second head was growing out of the top of the first head. Also, it had only one real eye. Three places that ought to have been eyes were just lumps of flesh. Sukari, Dashrut, and the midwives were, of course, horrified. They said the baby looked like the devil incarnate, and they felt they should just leave it in the jungle. But finally, they decided, no, we're Christians now, so we shouldn't do that. We should pray for this baby. And at that time, there were just 15 or 16 Christians in this area, Succoropath, what they call it. Four men joined the women in praying. They prayed fervently for healing, unaware of the standard Western belief that God just doesn't do such things, you know. They weren't unaware of that. They were unaware of that. As they poured their hearts out in intercessory prayer, they're not giving up. They ain't giving up. The girl's face began to change. They prayed all night. And by morning, she was a beautiful infant girl, normal in every way, with one head, two eyes, two normal eyes. And that morning, two evangelists, Kalam and Isabet, came to the house, prayed with them, and named the baby Esther. In Jewish tradition, of course, Queen Esther was the most beautiful woman in Hebrew scriptures. To encourage her, her uncle, talking about Esther's uncle, Mordecai, who knows, but you were born for such a time as this. The facts of this event leave no room for debate. We simply have too many eyewitnesses plus photos. The facts have been checked, confirmed, and endorsed by several noted Indian Christians and surgeons. Little Esther was indeed born for such a time as this. How many of you would have the faith to pray for something like that? What we have done, we have listened to these apostate preachers put that garbage into our head that says that, well, God ain't going to do all that stuff, you know, glory to God. Just God ain't going, don't put him in the box. I'm telling you, he'll do anything that you ask him to do. He'll do anything that we ask him to do. And if you go up there to command healing in somebody's body, don't go up there in a wimpified way and say, well, Jesus, would you heal this person for us? No, you go up there and you get mad at that devil and you command him by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to come out of them and name but one thing they can do, and that's leave. And when you do that, you'll have people tagging along behind you like a bunch of puppy dog. I guarantee it. All right, anything else? That's right, chopping some giants' heads. That's the thing about this walk that we're in. We have to be sure in our minds that we trust God implicitly. Nothing else matters. We just trust him. Glory to God. God's there. He says he wants to do it. And if he wants to do it, I'm going to be the guy that he's going to use. Bless God. I'm going to lay my hands on as many people as I can, get them healed, and watch what happens. Glory to God. Then you can tell them about the gospel. That was Jesus that just healed you. I didn't do nothing. They're going to try to throw something on you. Say, nope, it wasn't me. I didn't do nothing. All I did was do what Jesus told me to do, enough to command that demon out. And the Holy Spirit runs them out. It's the Holy Spirit in us. I'm telling you the truth, man. You're going to see some things that you never thought possible. You think that little girl there was something? We're going to see better than that. We're going to see better than that. You're going to see people lying on the street and God's going to take, go out there and raise him up. And you're going to go out there just like Lakeview did. Go out there and be right there amongst a bunch of viruses and germs and all that garbage. And Romans 8 and 2. Isn't that what it is? It comes to mind. Let me just encourage you to do, like Lester Sumrall said, do the word. To be led by the Spirit, do the word. When you do the word, guess what happens? Listen, here's the thing about it. When you sow healing, guess what happens? You reap healing. I believe this, and with all my heart, there comes a time when we're going to walk in divine health and not even have to worry about it, because we know that we are in this capsule of God, that we don't have to worry about it anymore. That's the 100-fold fruit that God's looking for in each and every one of us. Yeah, Pat.
So, Michael, the thing about that story that hit me right there was when you said they were unaware of the what the Western churches were
traditions of men.
Yes. And unfortunately, I don't know about everybody here, but a lot of us have come through that sieve. And I feel like, you know, it's one of those things. When you see something, sometimes it's very hard to unsee it. And so I guess what I'm thinking or praying is that the Lord would unsee that within us that has given place in any form to the traditions or the apostate mindset or the position of the lost church of today. Father, I guess I'll just pray for myself to begin with, Lord, that you would remove any and all vestiges of that, a place where a mindset of apostasy or unbelief or anything like that would rest in my life. Any place that the devil has put in there through false teaching or ignorances or even sin, an inheritance that I've received from my fathers of the earth. Lord, anything like that that would hinder me from allowing your life to flow freely through me, I ask you to remove, Lord. And I ask this for my brothers and sisters as well, whether consciously or subconsciously, there may be places there in all of our thinking, Lord. We just ask you to remove that and set us free as you have spoken into our life your word, and you have translated us out of this kingdom of darkness. We ask you, Lord, to remove any place of darkness out of us that you may move freely in us, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your provision of full and complete salvation and perfectness in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's given us the roadmap to get rid of those kinds of thinking. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Here's the one. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is what will take out all that garbage that we've been preached into our minds all these many years. You know, I don't know, some of you were in it a whole lot, the apostate religion, a whole lot longer than I was, and I understand that. There's only two reasons that God gives in the Word of God for healing, blocks to healing. One of them is faith, lack of faith, and the other one is the traditions of men. And that traditions of man is those strongholds that have been built up in your mind, I guess. And it takes the word of God to get that out of there. Unbelief, yeah. So praise God. Anybody got any questions or any answers? Yeah, Kara, here comes the answer.
Yeah. When I was ministering to that second person this week, what came to me when she was sharing, I just felt this authority that came back and said, name the three things that are troubling you, and you need to name them so we can take authority over them. And she didn't even bat an eye. She just went right into the thing, the three things that had a name, and we attacked it. So basically what happened is it wasn't all by themselves. Each one of them, she would have been okay. But it was this thing about how the enemy sends three of your, I don't know, giants, three of the Goliaths all at once. And so by naming them and by, because she was tired and overwhelmed, I was able to take the authority, and she was able to link on with me in faith. And then we just knocked all three of them down, and then she was okay again. It was amazing. So there's something about naming as well, man. When we're praying for each other to be able to take authority and name it, cut its head off, and then kick it back out, and then tell it not to come back. Of course, we'll just chop them up again. In Jesus' name, of course.
I was having a hard time understanding what you were saying. Your audio was kind of flaky there a little bit.
Flaky? Oh, no. Naming the three monsters that was plaguing her, that helped.
Oh,
did that work? Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Each one were nothing alone, but the fact that all three of these hit her, it overwhelmed her and tipped her over, and so hence she called for prayer. Yeah.
Amen.
So he chopped three giants' heads, not one.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Joe.
I feel led to share. I think I sent it to share to Claire as well. Most important part tonight about repentance and all this is if you can add something. I'm not expert on this, but the pencil. Claire using a dream. It's bled. Could be the more you use it, could be the Holy Spirit. The more you use it, the more you write, the more you feel led to do it. I think the most important about tonight, what I feel for myself, has been the important thing is to be led by the Spirit. It's so important for not doing out in our self work. We can't do anything at ourselves. We have to ask God by Holy Spirit to lead us in everything, and in everything when you wake up and when you go to sleep. And that's all I want to add. Thanks.
Julie, help me.
I believe what Joe was saying, he was making reference to the dream that Claire had with the pencil. It's a lead pencil, and we are to be led of the Holy Spirit. And the more that we are led by the Spirit and using our pencils, the more that it's going to get into us. And I'm not sure how, if I got that, Joe, all of that, if I missed anything, but that's, you know, being led and using the lead, kind of a play on words there, a lead pencil and being led of the Spirit. Amen. To use it, just use it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'll tell you something, Joe. I was hooked up with a guy from Romania one time many years ago that was a control electrician like myself, and he didn't know much English at all. And I stayed with him for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years. He was a great, he's probably one of the best control electricians I'd ever been around, and one of the best. And but I learned how to listen to him after being with him long periods of time during the day. We could communicate, and I finally learned how to understand him, Joe. So when you get over here, me and you're gonna hang out, okay? I'm gonna learn how you talk. You can learn how I talk. We'll be fine. Go ahead, Pat.
Before we get off, I just have one question that I'd like to ask. Could everybody raise their left hand for me? Bingo. Okay. I just wanted to see something. All right. I might say something about the Lord kind of gave me a bit of a revelation about that. But I just wanted to maybe share sometime afterwards. I just wanted to see, though, right, what everybody looked like on the call. Thanks.
Okay, we're out of time, so if you could be quick, that'd be fine. Go ahead, will you?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm highly blessed tonight, and I'm good. I just pushed the hand thing because when he said, raise your left hand, I hit the hand signal. But my brother, you are going to be in deep prayers of mine because there's a place in Christ. I'm talking about in Christ, the living Christ, that is so powerful, brother, that is amazing.
Amen.
Anyway, I love you. You're going to be in my prayers. The brother's going to be in my prayers tonight. And the Lord is awesome.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Father. All right, Malcolm.
I was raising my left hand, and that's the only way I could do it.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Okay. Anybody else before we get out? Anybody else got something? Hey, David. Hey, buddy boy. Y'all say hello to David. That is the cutest kid. Hey, boy, look at them rosy cheeks. Glory to God. My. He's getting some hair up there a little bit. Praise the Lord. All right. Yeah, he is. Well, Father, we just thank you for this wonderful time together tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to, we thank you for your protection upon every family represented here. And we thank you, Lord, that witchcraft has no place in this fellowship. And we thank you, Lord, that you have protected your provisions and protection are all around about everyone here. And we thank you, Lord, that every person that had felt a little bit of sickness is gone. In Jesus' name, all the symptoms are gone in every family, in Phil's family, in, Claire and Rion's family, and everybody else that's got people that's sick in there, in Jesus' name. They're not sick no more. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for keeping everybody well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put on that spiritual armor. Thank you, Lord. We'll see y'all. Bless you.